KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The saga over Wisconsin's elections administrator will go on for at least a little longer. A state Senate committee held a hearing on a second term for Megan Wolf yesterday. The committee's chairman says the full Senate could vote as soon as mid-September, or maybe never. Republican Dan Knodel says not every resolution that has a hearing gets a vote in committee. Wolf's critics spent much of yesterday's hearing repeating false claims the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump. Wolf's supporters say she's one of the best election officials in the country. One way or another, Wolf's case might lead to changes for all Wisconsin state government appointees. Terry Bell explains.
Wolf's case shares similarities to the case of Fred Prehn, who stayed on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired because the Senate hadn't confirmed his replacement. Ann Jacobs is a Democrat on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She says, technically, Wolf hasn't been renominated.
You got to have a vacancy before you can appoint someone. That is how it is written.
Republican Senator Dan Knodel chaired the meeting. He said he's only concerned that the Senate sent Wolf's renomination to his committee.
I will not abdicate my authority or the Senate's authority in this process.
Jacobs urged lawmakers to change the law to make it more clear when appointed terms end. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Legislative Republicans will look to take up a new tax cut proposal after Labor Day. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss unveiled the possible tax cut in Oak Creek yesterday. Voss said he heard Governor Evers and is hoping to pass a tax cut the parties can agree on. The strike at the Line & Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls is over. Nate Wegehout has more.
Workers at the brewery had been on strike since July 10th. They called for higher wages and a new contract with Line & Kugel's parent company, Molson Coors. Teamsters confirmed that a contract had been signed, but have not yet provided any details. A spokesperson for Molson Coors told WQOW in Eau Claire that they were pleased with the new three-year contract. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
One of Wisconsin's two competitive congressional districts will not have two familiar faces running for the seat. On Tuesday, State Senator Brad Paff announced he will not seek the Democratic nomination for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. The seat represents much of western Wisconsin in Congress. Paff lost a bid in 2022 to Derek Van Orden to represent the seat. He announced he will seek re-election to the state Senate where he currently serves. Deb McGrath, who finished 3rd in last year's Democratic primary, says she will not enter the race as well, citing personal reasons. To date, Rebecca Cook, who came in 2nd in last year's primary, is the only Democratic candidate in the district to announce a 2024 bid. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know.
Appleton police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing child. 3-year-old Charlie Peoples was last seen with her grandmother, who was driving a 2002 Jeep Grand Cherokee, license plate 700YPJ. Charlie weighs around 46 pounds and is about 29 inches or 2.5 feet tall. Authorities say the criteria has not been met for an Amber Alert, but anyone who might have information about Charlie should contact the Appleton Police. The Green Bay man, known as Uncle Fester, is back in custody. 65-year-old Stephen Priestler was charged with 8 drug-related offenses after police raided his home July 14th. After being released on bond just 12 days ago, authorities are adding 2 new charges. Priestler, the man who has authored multiple books on how to make ricin and meth, is being charged with possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers fall to the Cubs. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cubs last night by a final score of 1-0. That snapped a 9-game winning streak for Milwaukee. Chicago's Justin Steele struck out 8 batters over 6 innings. The Brewers' Corbin Burns also pitched well and was asked how much was the wind a factor last night at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, everyone's got to deal with it the same way, so you just got to go out and stick to what you do best, and whatever happens that night happens. And we probably had 3 or 4 balls that were caught on the track right at the wall that probably any normal day would have been homers, and it's a different baseball game. But yeah, I think we had plenty of opportunities to guys on base to get some big knocks and just didn't come through, and really they didn't either.
Was it impossible to hit a home run? Willie Adames.
I don't know, but it was tough. It was a tough day. You know, everybody that played here, they know when the wind is blowing in, it's almost impossible to hit a homer.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
We know that the wind affects the game in this ballpark as much as any park in baseball. So, when you hit the ball in the air, you're not going to be rewarded in this park.
The series wraps up today. 1:20 first pitch, Brandon Woodruff against the Cubs' Kyle Hendricks. NBA, the Bucks have signed guard Ty Washington Jr. He played in 31 games for the Rockets last season. Washington says the Bucks showed him interest over the summer.
The coaches really emphasized the fact that they really want and need me there. And just seeing the way they play, I know if I went there, I'd be able to do what I do.
NFL, the Packers made their initial roster decisions, getting down to 53 players. One of those who made the team was former Houston Texans safety Jonathan Owens.
Just ability to do my job, man, and, do it consistently. That's the thing I would say, because that's all the NFL is, who can do it time and time again, So I've made a few plays in camp, but I just kind of, my thing is I take pride in doing my job, So and making the plays that are presented to me. So
with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man. Yeah,
brother,
like
solid. Right on.
What's up,
man?
What's your name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
All right. Listen, we've got a couple announcements to make before we get started. Civic Media's home of the Wisconsin Badgers football. You can hear it at WRJN 1400 AM or 99.9 FM, Racine, Kenosha. That's the new home of the Wisconsin Badgers. You can certainly stream it on WRJN on the Civic Media app. The coverage begins this Saturday at 12:30. Kickoff is at 2:30 against the Buffaloes. Again, Civic Media's new home of Badger football, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, streaming on WRJN on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins this Saturday at 12:30. Kickoff is at 2:30 against the Buffaloes. And on Labor Day, Monday, Calvin and I are going to be doing a very special Labor Day broadcast from Milwaukee's Great Labor Day Parade and Labor Fest. It is a great, great day. Unions from all across the state will be there in a wonderful parade. I've had the pleasure of being a part of that in the past, and I'm excited about the fact that we will be doing Labor Fest again on this Monday. Calvin and I and a whole host of others, elected officials from across the state, we will be interviewing and giving people an idea about the value of unions and what Labor Fest is and labor is all about. So excited about having that opportunity again to broadcast live this Monday at Labor Fest. We're going to be doing it live. So, when you're normally bored on Labor Day and as you get ready to barbecue and do all those things, you can turn us on, Calvin. We'll still be at it. I want to welcome Mr. Andrew Goetz. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks so much for having me on. Thanks. Good morning, Calvin.
Look, let's talk a little bit about what you have going on. Who is Andrew Goetz, and what do you do, sir?
Hey, thank you. I'm the Communications and Media Relations Director for Racine County, and I'm here today to talk about the Youth Sports Expo, September 9th, at the Mount Pleasant YMCA here in Racine County.
All right. You know, you may not know it, but, man, anything to do with youth sports. For over 20 years, I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state, in the city of Milwaukee, and I know the value and the importance of youth sports. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Earl, it's a fall season. Kids are going back to school. And one of my favorite things about, you know, the back-to-school season, besides watching Badgers football and then college football kicking off, is the fact that, you know, my kid gets to sign up for youth sports. And youth sports are such a huge part of a child's life, their growth and development, learning their leadership skills, staying active. And the Youth Sports Expo on September 9th is going to be an opportunity to connect kids and parents with opportunities here in Racine County, because we have so many great opportunities. It's just about making those connections.
You know, man, you talked about youth sports, and I think people underestimate the value of that. As a matter of fact, I know they underestimate the value of the development of a child and participating in those activities, man.
I couldn't agree with you more, Earl. And, you know, that's why we're doing this free event. You know, this is a big event that we're doing to connect our kids with the opportunities that are here in our area. And it goes beyond just the playing field. Like you said, you learn teamwork. You learn how to make friends. You learn how to take instruction from leadership, like coaches, and to deal with officials and deal with adversity. And that's what's the best part about coaching. I coach youth sports. I volunteer my time when I can. And it's just such a amazing feeling to see youth out there on the field, you know, having fun, making friends, and like I said, being active. That's why we're doing this free event September 9th at the Y.
So I'll tell you what, September 9th, right?
That's right.
That's on a Saturday?
Correct.
Listen, man, I'll be there. September 9th at what time?
Oh, great. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, man, I will make sure that I put that on my calendar and show up, because, man, just the excitement, the energy. Of what's the age group?
So it's all ages, Earl. Thanks for asking. I mean, we're talking about everyone from, you know, T-ball all the way up into high school. We're going to have our partners with RUSD, Racine Unified School District there. We're going to have some amazing giveaways. We've got giveaways, Earl, listen to this. We've got a Packers-signed football we're going to be giving away. We've got giveaways from Savannah Bananas, Chicago White Sox, the Brewers. We've got the Milkmen. We've got giveaways from all these amazing sports teams that have just been so grateful. They're going to give us these free items to raffle off to the kids in attendance. But like I said, it's all ages, from T-ball on up into high school. We're going to have, you know, wrestling there. We're going to have curling. We're going to have all sorts of sports across the board, not just your typical soccer and football. Baseball, we love those too. But there's so many sports here in Racine County to offer our youth.
You know, man, I'll come and bring some swag from Civic Media and mingle with the city, you know, with the residents and the children. You know, I love Racine, man, and it's great to hear that. Here's the other part of this. Athletics, especially when you catch children young. You know, I remember all those years running my football league, and I was always getting coaches to understand, man, when you have a child, when they're young like that, man, and you incorporate education with it and getting kids to understand that part of you being able to participate is that you keep your grades up. You know what I mean? There's so many life lessons that can be taught in youth sports. And it's not always about winning, Andrew. You know, it's about participating, right?
Earl, it's all about participating. It's all about giving it your best shot. You know, iron sharpens iron, I think is what they say. And we know the value of sports here in Racine County. We know that we're building the leaders of tomorrow, and sports are a huge component of building those leaders. And I'm not talking about just civic leaders, Earl. I'm talking about parents. I'm talking about teachers. I'm talking about doctors and nurses. I'm talking about all these people out in the real world that learn through sport the opportunities that are available to them and to learn to deal with adversity and learn all the valuable life skills they need. And that's why that Saturday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Y, we're hosting this event to make those connections, get kids active, get them involved, because you can't say enough about activity for our youth nowadays. It's easy to turn on a TV or a tablet, but there are opportunities out there for kids to be active.
You know, man, you're a great spokesperson for this event, because I'll tell you something, man. You know, I know when I, back in my time playing youth sports, high school especially, yeah, Calvin, it was during the time that we had the helmets that you folded up and put in your back pocket. But still, I was not a star player. And so, you know, I was the kind of guy who, when the score was 100-0, they'd say, hey, that guy down there on the end, you know, there's 10 seconds left. Hey, you, number 200, get in there. Well, you know, that was me. but the fact of the matter is, I learned the same lessons as the star players. And that impact of my engagement with guys that I play with now 50 years ago, I still have friendships and relationships with many of those guys. And they never looked at it from the perspective that Earl was a bench warmer. I got the same lessons that they did in sports, right? You hear people constantly talking about, it's about winning. It's always about winning. No, it's not. It's not always about winning. And participating has its value. Am I right?
I agree 100%. Participating does have its value. And like I said, it's not just, I got my varsity letter in bowling, Earl. So I hear what you're saying. I wasn't a great athlete myself. I could roll that ball down the lane with the best of them, but I, even at that, I wasn't great. Okay.
Right.
But you know, I played a lot of sports and I was the guy at the end of the bench. I was the guy they were putting in the outfield in the late innings just to go ahead and hope I catch a ball, you know.
Yeah.
But it's you do learn those same lessons, and you do, I mean, the times I spent making friendships and learning the game and just, like I said, just being active and being outside was just some of the best times of my life. I can say that for myself, and I'm sure you'd agree, Earl. But it's just there's all these opportunities out there, and we're lucky we live in a time where they're so easy to connect with, and that's why, like I said, that's why we're doing this event. You know, it's easy to find opportunities, but we're bringing them all under one roof for free. We're having great giveaways. We're having mascots are going to be there. I know we've got the Kingfish mascot that's going to be there. We're going to have some other mascots too. I don't want to spoil them all. But it's going to be fun for everybody, and we're going to have some activities on site, Earl. We're going to have some kickball. We're going to have some soccer. I think we're going to have some demonstrations with the wrestling. You know, we've got all of these different live demos, live activities for kids to be involved in. It's going to be a fun Saturday.
So, Andrew, make sure I get the information, because I'm going to continue to announce it, because I'm going to be there. I clearly am going to put some time on my calendar to make sure I'm there and be a part of it. And so I'll keep announcing it on my end.
Well, thank you, Earl. Like I said, it's Saturday, September 9th, the YMCA here in Mount Pleasant. And it's going to be a bigger and better event. We expect hundreds of area youth and parents to be at this event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free. Emphasis on the free. We've got lots of giveaways. And it's the big end of summer bash for the YMCA. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have live music. We're going to have a DJ in there, Earl. It's going to be an awesome afternoon at the Y.
All right, man. You're also going to have Earl Ingram. So anyway, Calvin,
can't
see,
wait.
Everybody can't be an all-state player like you. Some of us, you know, we were on the bottom of the heat. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Thank you very much, Andrew. We'll be talking soon. Got to go to a break.
Thank
be right
you,
back.
Thanks, Kevin.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet today with a high of 69. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 48. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 69 today. We should dip down to around 48 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, Calvin, sometimes I let my mouth get my backside in trouble, as if I don't have enough stuff going on. Now, September 9th, I'm going to be in Racine. But, man, I just want to be around positive things and people doing positive things. And so that's, you know, I'm an easy guy. You know, to get a hold to when it comes to those kind of things. So, anyway, man, a Wisconsin program allows the disabled and elderly to live in their own homes is now in jeopardy of being taken away in the state of Wisconsin. And this is the kind of thing that I'm always an advocate for, because I just don't understand why we can't seem to understand that everybody in the society is not doing well financially. And so because they're not doing well financially, it should never mean that they should be treated in a manner that is, you know, not exactly in keeping with human qualities. Now, here's a poor woman named Marlene Adamski Smith. She was born without arms or legs. and that has not kept her from graduating college, you know, getting married or running her own business. It has all been possible with the help of a statewide program called Family Care, which pays for the caregivers and others and other help she needs to go about her daily life. Family Care allows me to live in my own home in my own community, she said. She can get around most of the time with a motorized wheelchair paid for by Family Care that she operates with her shoulders. Again, she's born without arms. She's born without legs. Smile on her face. She's been able to go to college, do all sorts of things, and clearly she needs help. Her caregivers help her with everyday tasks like brushing her teeth, using the bathroom, and eating. Look, this is a more severe case, but there are many others who Family Care has given them dignity and an opportunity to live in their own homes. Why should that even be an issue in the wealthiest nation on earth? Why should it be even considered that we can't afford as a society to help people like this? Well, you know, the state's been running it, and private, you know, health care has now stepped into the picture and bought out the local program that was not about profit, but made sure it helped keep people like, you know, Miss Adamski Smith be able to stay at home as opposed to going into a nursing home. She's a young woman. She's in her 50s. But greed always seems to win out because, again, the decision that was made to take away this program of Family Care that makes all the difference in the world for loved ones. Listen, you know, I'm raising a disabled child. Well, he's an adult now, that my wife and I have had for 20 years. And yes, there is some help that we receive, and we haven't and didn't receive much of it at all until he became an adult. And I'll tell you something. Without that kind of support and help that we get, it would almost be impossible for us to continue what we've been doing for 20 years with this disabled adult now. But now they've taken away those things. Most people know little to nothing about Family Care, but the program, the largest of the state's Medicaid long-term care programs, costs more than $2 billion in state and federal dollars to run each year. It is designed to keep low-income disabled adults and elderly out of nursing homes and enable them to live in their own homes. Bill, I see you. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll delve a little deeper. Bill, I bring you on. 844-967-2789. You're listening to The Earl Ingram Show.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quintera. Hurricane Idalia roaring ashore in Florida's Big Bend as a strong Category 3 storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking with state and local emergency management officials in Tallahassee this morning.
Do not go outside in the midst of this storm. If it's calm where you are, it may be because you are in the eye of the storm, and those conditions will change very, very quickly.
Commissioner of Ocala County, Ralph Thomas.
We've worked hard and we've prepared, and now all we can do is hope and pray and ride it out.
The biggest danger from the storm surge, which could hit 15 feet in some spots. Widespread power outages in Florida even before landfall. More than 160,000 customers in the dark this morning. Over 30,000 linemen are standing by to restore power once the storm moves through. The storm, moving quickly, expected to race across the northern part of Florida and get into Georgia before moving out into the Atlantic. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
A former Appleton police sergeant has been officially charged with two felonies. The charges against 34-year-old Jeremy Haney come after an investigation by the Brown County Sheriff's Office. They were investigating Haney for allegedly forging a court order while working with the Lake Winnebago Metropolitan Enforcement Group Unit on a drug conspiracy case. He'll make his first court appearance September 19th. A Sheboygan man is in custody for allegedly robbing a gas station. The Sheboygan Police Department says they got a call on the morning of August 28th that a robbery was in progress at the BP at 1208 Union Avenue. Authorities say the man made a grab for cash and that a scuffle with the attendant followed. The suspect ran off empty-handed and the cashier had minor injuries. Police tracked down the 31-year-old man and arrested him on multiple charges.
Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
At 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Bill from O'Connell Walk. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Say, I think it's criminal what they do in Wisconsin to hold back
from helping people. And here's what I mean by criminal. It borders on obstruction of justice. We have a $7 billion
surplus.
And Robin, the violator boss, has broke laws, has done everything to keep this jury-rigged illegal politicians in our state. The money, their decisions are based on who feeds their wallet, period. That's all they care about. They don't care about the citizens. I think it's time that we do, we accept the position of offense, not defense, and come at them and say enough is enough. They want to impeach Janet Porosiewicz right now, which affects all these decisions. That's a key factor in all these decisions because they're scared to death of having an honest election. And an honest election would remove them and their
Bill, we're going to definitely talk about Janet Protasiewicz later on in the program, no question whatsoever. But this program, the people in the program that I'm talking about, family care, among the most vulnerable in the state. They include those born with severe physical or cognitive disabilities, those paralyzed by spinal injuries or strokes, or elderly people who need help getting dressed, bathing, and doing other tasks. The changes in family care are coming as two national for-profit insurance companies, Humana and Molina Healthcare, have moved to take over two of four Wisconsin nonprofits that for years have run family care. Bill, that's the issue. Politicians could have prevented this, right? This is why I am so adamant about politricksters, because they allow, again, Humana and Molina, for-profit healthcare, to come in and buy these nonprofits that were doing the right thing, and people that eventually all of us are going to know somebody who's impacted and affected by family care, and then take that away. Bill, come on, man. You know, and yet it's the reason I like to bring the attention to this listening audience about these things. Because, listen, whatever amount I would get back, Bill, by them cutting the taxes, I would prefer that it stayed there to make sure that family care doesn't disappear. You know what I mean? Bill, I get
they. If you look at those two private insurance companies, I guarantee you they're funding Robin Voss and Ron Johnson, all these other clowns. I guarantee it. There's no doubt in my mind. That's the corruption we have to end. I'm late to a meeting, so I got to really cut this short.
All right.
But I'll leave you with this. We will continue this discussion in the future because it personally affects people I know, and I'm sick and tired of them catering.
It's going to affect everybody, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, what's going on, Tom?
First off, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. Second, there's three things that the listening audience, if they really want to understand what's going on, one is money in politics, Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Bilotti. Look them up if you haven't. Second, the privatization of everything and the corporatization of everything and nothing being in the public. So I really recommend people understand the difference between public and private. I did not understand the difference between public and private until my 20s from listening to Tom Hartman. And third, can they prove to us when they call up? Because as you can tell, I'm not talking about social issues. I'm talking about actual real issues and real policy. So can they actually call up and tell us either A, refute the fact that the Republicans are the pro-death party, or tell me a policy that the Republicans have put forward in the past 60 years that has been to the benefit of working people? Because all they do is continue. I mean, all of the Republicans are bought off. and some of the Democrats are bought off. And it's because of the system that we have. I get it. But please, let's start talking about exactly the issues you're talking about rather than, you know, the orange one and all of these other, you know, things, which are very important to our democracy, but the courts will take care of that.
Hey.
Let's talk about what it is that actually is happening in terms of legislation. And like I said, privatization and public, people really need to know the difference that any type of private company is in it to make a profit. So if they're taking over a public facility, we the people own facility, then they are going to take it over and they're going to make a profit on it. That's their main goal.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I agree with you totally. Molina's bid to buy My Choice Wisconsin, another of the nonprofits, for about $150 million is still pending. It is expected to be completed this year. If it clears regulatory reviews, My Choice Wisconsin has not disclosed what it will do with the proceeds, and CEO Maria Ledger would not answer questions about the transaction. Now, again, both Humana and Molina contract with the state to manage the medical care of people covered by Badger Care Plus and other medical programs. With the purchases, the insurers would manage the long-term care of 3 out of 5 people in family care programs, or more than 30,000 people. Man, it just doesn't end. The changes are reminiscent of a previous effort by former Governor Scott Walker to overhaul family care by contracting with private insurance companies in an effort that failed following an outcry from advocates for the elderly and the disabled. Now we're seeing something like what we feared is actually happening, said Lynn Breedlove, former executive director of Disabilities Rights Wisconsin, who is a vocal opponent of Walker's proposal. Now we are going to have a sizable part of our long-term care system run by companies that are not based in Wisconsin. I'm sorry. You know, yesterday there was, you know, a clarion call that, you know, I'm spending all this time talking about Donald Trump and all those things. I'm talking about something that both Democrats and Republicans are going to have to deal with. Because make no mistake, all of you listening, at some point in time, if you are lucky, are going to live to be old. If you're lucky. And so you're not going to be who you are now. And the evil consequences of time will overtake all of you, including myself. And there'll come a point in time when it's you facing this. There are people right now facing it who can't fight themselves. But we can. And so we need to be fighting for these people. You know, people made a decision in this state to turn this over. At the same time, Republicans are clamoring for a tax cut. You know, that I may see, what, $500 over a year's time in a tax cut. But 30,000 people living on the margin are going to be impacted and affected in their quality of life. They're already facing tough odds. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I couldn't stop the phones from ringing yesterday when we were talking about the orange guy. But none of that is more important than this. And yet, crickets. These people need somebody to help them. We're sitting back and remaining silent when this is just not right. Hey, keep my $500, state. $500 is not going to change my life. But it will change the lives of the people who they're going to impact by taking this away. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron.
Good morning, Earl. Couldn't agree with you more. You really have a great radio voice. You found your voice, is what I mean, when you're talking about this subject, which clearly is dear to you. And I'm with you. I mean, I think you've invented a really effective political slogan. Keep my $500. I think that is a really great slogan. I mean, I can't believe these guys. They just keep going back over and over again over the same old stuff over and over again. As though if they just, it's like with Obamacare. If they just keep voting against Obamacare after 90 or 100 times, it'll go away. Well, it didn't go away. And yeah, they finally stopped voting against it. Hang on here. I'm driving. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
You know, so presumably this will all go away, whether they go away or not. But they're just so bullheaded about this stuff. You know, we need a tax cut, and we need to spend all of the surplus on tax cuts. Well, where did that money come from? Don't give it back to the wrong people.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's almost as if, you know, we don't understand how fortunate we are. And others who aren't as fortunate. And I don't care what anybody says, man. You know it does. When you turn this over to private entities, their bottom line, and we have a for-profit healthcare system. And so it's for-profit. And so the people themselves don't matter. And people who can't fight for themselves, man, I don't understand that. So Robin Voss and Republicans can say, hey, give us our tax break. Give us, you know, I remember, I forgot who was the governor at the time, Ron, when we had a surplus and they gave us back, I don't know, I think it got $200 one year. And the next year, they had a deficit. And so they had to raise the taxes. It made no sense. It was again about politics. We'll give the people back this $200 because, you know, we're running next year for governor again, and we need to make sure we feed some bait to the fish, right? And people keep falling for that. Like they're falling for Robin Voss and the Republicans pushing for a tax break. Come on, man. And at the same time, what do we lose in the equation? These poor people, man, human beings, who, but there by the grace of God goes I, have done nothing to deserve what it is they have, elderly as they enter into the last stages of their lives and want a little dignity. And greedy people, I'm sorry, you know, dismiss all of that because, you know, Robin Voss says we need to give a tax break to people who, as I said before, you know, can do without it. Hey, Ron, I wish I had more time, man, but thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. Crickets, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawano and Oconno counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com.
Get a free test kit now.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies and quiet today with a high of 69. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 48. Bright sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. Turning warmer Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. Another look at the short range, highs reach 69 today. We should dip down to around 48 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Again, yesterday, phone lines lit up. People talking about, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans and what kind of people the Republicans are. And nothing about this. Republicans are pushing that. Again, Republicans. Yesterday, Assembly Republicans on Tuesday introduced a set of proposals designed to deliver more than $2.9 billion in tax cuts targeted primarily at retirees and Wisconsinites in the state's broad third income tax bracket. The measures have the support of at least one member of the Senate, but it's unclear whether it will pick up enough votes to pass or whether Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign it. Senator Rachel Cabral, of Appleton said Republican senators will discuss it when they caucus next month. It was just last month we were finishing up the state budget. We made a lot of great investments to spend a significant amount of the surplus on a lot of important things, historic investments. Representative Mark Bourne, Republican Beaver Dam, told reporters at the state capitol. But that budget also included an important tax cut. Unfortunately, the governor vetoed almost the entire tax cut. Now, so why did the governor veto the tax cut? He vetoed the tax cut because Republicans did not want to include support for child care. Right? Child care that impacts and affects Republicans, Democrats, and no dollars can be better spent than to support, help support families, young families that don't make enough money to send their to be able to go out and work themselves, because health care has soared in its costs. When my children were young and I was a young man, the cost of child care was nowhere near where it is now. Sandy talks about it all the time. Well, who's pushing against that? Republicans. You know, who's pushing for these private entities to take over these nonprofit entities that were more concerned about people, Republicans. But I don't hear Republican calling now. But when it's to defend Donald Trump, you can't stop the phone lines from lighting up. Something is wrong with that equation. It truly is. And I don't care what anybody says. Their compassion is about him and to fight for him. And all of these people who are left in the lurch are totally not even thought about. So when people say, well, Earl, you shouldn't be talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about Donald Trump now. I'm talking about issues that impact and affect people, human beings, both Democrats and Republicans. But that doesn't seem to matter because the love for that man supersedes everything else. Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, getting back to that child care, why can't we figure out the root cause of the problem instead of keep throwing money?
We know what the root cause of the problem is, Ken. The cost of child care has risen to a point where people can't afford it anymore. That's the root of the problem, man. We know what the problem is. People aren't making enough money to handle that.
Earl, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Hello? Yes. Okay, what does it cost per day per child? $70, $60?
Hey, man, let's say, I don't know, but let's say $70 times five. How much is that a week?
Okay, Earl.
How much is that a week?
How much?
70 times 5.
350.
Okay. Multiply that by a month. Hey, multiply what? That by a month.
Yeah. Well, I agree, Earl. That's a large amount of money.
Okay.
So, any paid daycare workers, how much per hour? Like 10, 11 bucks an hour? So, where is all this money going? There's something going on.
They're for-profit businesses, man.
Got to find...
Hey, Ken, they're for-profit businesses.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, so all businesses are for-profit, Ken.
Well, I realize that, Earl.
Okay,
there's no way it should cost that much. Then the daycare workers making $10, $11 an hour.
You can't,
why are they charging that much per child?
Hey, Ken, I don't think cars should cost what they cost. But I have no control over that. I don't think houses should cost what they cost. But I have no control over that. And neither do you. So who controls that? It's a free market, right? You're a Republican. You guys push this. You want free market. That's what that is. That's free market. You want to take that away?
Earl. No, Earl. The reason cars cost so much is because of union workers. Union workers can't get off their butt for less than $50 an hour. And they won't do nothing. That's the problem.
Oh, man. I thank you very much for the call, man. Hey, Calvin, I try, right? All I can do is try, man. Maggie, quick, Maggie, help me.
Ken, wow. So there's this concept called supply and demand. And part of supply and demand is the different unit inputs that determine the cost of goods sold. Ken, you don't know anything about basic business accounting or economics. The supply for childcare is very low.
Hey Maggie, we got to go. Maggie, can I know you're busy. You want to finish that up on the other side?
I can do that for you.
All right.
Earl,
okay. All right. None other than the Dawn of Resistance is on the line. My good friend Maggie Dawn. We'll be right back. All right.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News.